All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, May 6th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a six-game MLB main slate tonight, as well as a two-game NBA playoff slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. Hope you guys enjoyed all the DFS over the weekend. I know I did. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. But being that it is Monday, we do have to announce the winners for this week's Birdie Battle Contest. If you guys aren't familiar with it, we are doing a promotion for golf season where we are giving away two tickets to the 2025 Masters, and you can get in on the action by clicking the link that I just dropped here in the chat, following the rules section here, have an active SaberSim subscription, use the SaberSim logo on DraftKings, fill out our short form so we can send you gear, and then max enter the $3.20 max DraftKings Birdie contest for each PGA main slate that kicks off here on Thursdays. So when you do that, you get access to a bunch of awesome prizes with our marquee prize being the Masters tickets at the end of the season, but we do have winners each and every week. So for our top finisher for this week, they're going to get a custom SaberSim golf hat and an entry into the Masters free roll. And our winner this week was S. Hender 2 with a fifth place finish and 696.5 points. So pretty sweet, very, very high in the standings there. And then second set of prizes that are going to go out is one random entrant is going to win free entry into this upcoming week's Birdie contest. So I've grabbed all the names from everybody who maxed out the contest for the CJ Cup. I've dropped those names into our trusty wheel of names here. I'm going to hit shuffle a couple of times to move some names around, and we are going to spin this to see who our lucky winner is going to be. Drum roll, please. Purple Hazy. Congratulations. You are this week's winner for our free roll. So we will make sure to reach out to both of the winners here. Appreciate you guys tuning in and participating and keeping it going each and every week. So we love doing these things. We love giving away prizes. And I can't wait to get right back at it next week. So with that said, I'm going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here, and we will jump right in. So no questions here at the moment to get us started. Actually, one just rolled in here. Mr. CL86 said, is there a profit plan for FanDuel? So the profit plan is really meant to be used across all DFS sites together. And, you know, like, for instance, like if I'm considering how to play on a certain day, right? Like I'm not looking at, hey, how am I going to play DraftKings NBA two-game slate? I'm looking at, hey, how am I going to play the NBA two-game slate and how can I spread out my money across all sites, across Owner's Box, across Yahoo, across FanDuel, across DraftKings, and looking at, you know, the DFS lobbies as a whole. So I'm not saying, hey, how do I do the content, had the profit plan on DraftKings, and then how do I do it separately on FanDuel? I'm really looking at it all together. So like, you know, say you have $100 to put in play tonight. Like how can you take that $100 and divvy up your 25 to 50% in single entry and three max and your 50 to 75% in 20 max and 150 max across all of the sites together. So that's the way I would approach it, not on like a site by site basis. But good question to get us started today. If you guys have more questions, drop them in the queue and we will get to them as they come in here. In the meantime, I'm going to build some NBA lineups for tonight and just see what's going on here, right? So let's come in here. Let's build 500 lineups for just the sake of time here to save a little bit of time. Pacers and the Knicks here should be game one of the series, I think here. And then Minnesota and Denver did play game one already, which Minnesota did win in Denver. So that'll be a very, very interesting series to see how that plays out. But yeah, I just checked here. It is the first game for the Pacers and the Knicks. So should be fun here. I just ran this build, 500 lineups just finished here. So then what I would do is come in here. I'm just kind of move some columns around, make sure I could see everything. You know, I always want to see these three columns here. I think they're really important. Exposure, pool, and leverage. And, you know, you could just move some columns around, shrink some stuff, and make it all visible here. So exposure, pool, and leverage are super important to me, just understanding the characteristics of my lineup portfolio. So let's say, you know, I'm coming in here and I am playing the $1 20 max, right? The and one for tonight, really flat payout structure with only 5% to first. So pretty interesting there, but I got my contest sim all set up and I'm going to kick it off here right off the bat, right? So I always recommend, you know, order of operations, build your lineups, run your contest sim first, and then go in and change your sorting metric. And then finally go and make your mini max exposure adjustments, right? Like if I'm looking at this, these exposures for Saber score, well, there's no reason to change these because when I go and change my sorting metric, you know, these exposures are going to shift around and we can see, you know, players come up, we can see players come down. So that means these exposures are moving a little bit. So you never kind of know what direction those are going to go. So no need to spend any time adjusting things until you've landed on the sorting metric that you're going to be using for the day, right? So now that I got my sorting metric, I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup here in my set of 20, something I like to do. And being that it's a two-game slate, it's the playoffs. I talked a little bit about this last week where I think that, you know, the available player pools, the player pools of players actually getting into your lineups are probably going to be smaller. Ownership is going to be more concentrated. I think it's fine to use some type of geometric mean, either rule or filter, depending on what plan you're on. So I want to come in here and I want to see, and I'll just do this on the calculator. All right, calculator's up. It's good. So there's 35,671 entries in this contest, right? So maybe I want to come in here and I say, hey, you know, I don't want to play lineups that are predicted to be duped. Maybe 10 is like a good number, just, you know, a guardrail number here. So I'm going to do 10 divided by the number of entries in the contest, 35,671. Take this to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in the lineup, which is going to be 8 for this classic slate. And then that gives me a geometric mean value if I round to decimal points of about 36 here, right? So remember, we're using geometric mean as a proxy for how likely a lineup is to be duplicated here. It's not an exact science, but it can get you, you know, pretty close, and it's a good thing overall here, right? So first thing, if I'm going to do this, is to make sure that I have a custom metric set up that gives me the geo mean value of each lineup here. So that would be a custom metric where the dropdowns are my own product geo mean value. And then once that custom metric is set up, I can go and add a filter and filter by that metric here. So I can say, show me lineups with geo mean less than, and we said 36 here. And when I do that, it takes 5 lineups from my set and moves them to the trash. So saying, hey, you know, you had 5 lineups in your set of lineups that were above that value, right? Now, if I wanted to, I could come in here and then I could say, hey, you know, maybe let's be a little more aggressive, right? Let's do 5 divided by 35,671 to the power of 1 divided by 8. So I went from optimizing for 10 dupes to 5 dupes, right? And then we get a geo mean of 33. So I drop it from 36 to 33. Well, let's see what that does. So then now that takes 113 lineups and puts those in the trash. So I like this a little bit better. You know, I'm trying to thin out my pool. You know, I like to say like trim the fat off the edges here. So I go from taking, you know, 1% of lineups and putting those in the trash to taking about 20% of my lineups and putting those in the trash. So, you know, somewhere in like the 10 to 20% range, I think is like totally fine. So I'm good with 113 lineups in the trash here. Now what I'm going to do is go in and adjust my mini uniques. So I'm going to put mini uniques up to 4, which would be half of the players in this 8-man lineup. That takes me down to lineup 156 in my pool here. Still seeing a positive similar ROI of 35%. All of our player exposures dropped down. You know, we were like 100% Nikola Jokic, 80% Nesmith, nobody more than 55% here now, right? So getting pretty spread out. A lot of these exposures are very close. So all in all, you know, this is like what I would consider a flatter type of approach here, you know, getting more spread out, trying not to put all your eggs in one basket here and giving the builder multiple ways to get to the outcome you're looking for. So I think that, you know, these characteristics of these lineups so far, everything that I'm seeing looks perfectly fine to me. I'd be very comfortable to submit these lineups. So hope you guys enjoyed that walkthrough here, talking about this 2-game NBA slate, but not seeing any more questions here at the moment. I will be right back here tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. We will get back to the winners. Look out for a message from our support team. Congratulations to the 2 winners for this week's Birdie Battle contest again. So until tomorrow, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.